Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Doug Vaughn here, taking time off from dispensing red-hot sports takes to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. Bertarelli is also your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, where there is never a dull moment.
Refinancing or buying a home shouldn't be difficult, and that's why people choose thehomeloanexpert.com. We get our clients lower rates, saving them hundreds of dollars a month. We can get you the cash you need to pay off those credit cards. We never charge any upfront or out-of-pocket costs. We close in as little as 2 weeks, and the best part? We do all that with customer service that these other banks and mortgage companies just can't match. Refinancing or buying a home? Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn from the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. What's your lover really doing when you're not around? When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. In business for 10 years with an A-plus rating with the BBB, and we get results. For a free consultation, call 238-1367. 238-1367, online at gatewaypi.net, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots.
Right now at participating Napa Auto Parts stores, you can get a 26-piece screwdriver set for only $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how. While supplies last, offer expires 12/31/17.
Not as much of that as there used to be. Well, that's the thing now. People decided they don't, you know, they don't
manscaping,
need all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, going on down there. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 5th edition of Finian's Playhouse as we celebrate the anniversary of the repeal of Prohibition. 84 years ago today, 1933, they said, okay, everybody, you can drink again, and it'll be legal, and you don't need to bootleg anymore. Playhouse brought to you by Window World and The Joke. It'll be brought to you by Gateway Lock and security cameras. Let's go around the room and introduce you to everybody. First of all, at the control board from Birmingham, England. Stop right there. Stop right there. Stop it. Stop. Stop. There should have been no space between England and da 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 da.
There was just like a little space.
You said,
boy. Time out for you.
Nothing. I said what?
Nothing. Nothing. You're fine. Let's try this again.
If you hit it on the word England,
uh-huh.
If you hit it on the word England, it'll hit right there. Okay, let's try it again.
All right.
Okay, let's introduce some people to. Yeah, there you go. Let's go around the room at the control board from Birmingham, England. No, see, there's a pause right there. No.
I don't think there was a pause.
This is.
I think he had it.
Well, sure there was.
No, I heard.
No, when I said England, there was that other music, that polka stuff, and then you heard. It wasn't right after England. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're listening to is Control Board Operator in Training, and you're getting behind the scenes. Let's try this again. Hit that other polka music. Let's try it again. All right, let's introduce everybody to you. First of all, at the control board from Birmingham, England.
Closer.
Closer. That was better. That was better. I would just like one more shot at it. One more time. One more. That was acceptable. That was acceptable. Let's introduce everybody as we go around the room at the control board from Birmingham, England. No, see right there. No, hold it. No, it should have been right there.
It was.
No, stop it.
I thought it was. I'm watching him hit the button, and there's about a half second delay before he hits the button, and then the song starts.
Yeah.
Or the horn starts, whatever that is.
We're going to leave it right there because I'm actually tired of this bit.
Yeah, because Larry Connors is waiting now to come in.
Larry's ready, Frank.
Travis Phillips. By the way, Larry's on in 3 minutes. Trevor, say hi to everyone.
Hello to everyone out there, and of course, anyone. My mom and dad.
There you go. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. You say, why would he work? He doesn't have to. He does it for the love of you people out there who are AM and the PM. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser
man. If I only had a brain.
Dan, how's it going?
Great. And I want to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member of SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
You're a little off. Just a little. Let's try that again, Frank.
Oh, God.
For their phone number and more. Go to
markandjason.com.
Jason.com.
Okay, that was good. Hi, everybody. This is so stupid. Larry's show's about to end.
I know that you know when you hear the name Tim Woodburn, your reaction is, oh, yes, the newsman, but wait, he's more. That's right. You just heard him do one of his own commercials. He is a private investigator. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Gateway Investigations, the company I own, we have a fun thing for people. $150 guaranteed. We'll find anybody you're looking for anywhere in the world. If we don't find them, there's no fee. $150. Ex-girlfriend? High school classmate? Email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
That sounds like that's a good price. That's reasonable to me, seems like. All right, and last, certainly not least, I'm going to give this website again because I don't want like 100 emails. Who was that place with Johnny Cash? All those times. It's JohnnyCashHasBeenEverywhere.com. Bill Cleveland, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everyone. And Tim, for that $150, can we find a future girlfriend? Does that work?
Oh.
Me.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's, you know what? That's called
their website for
matchmaking service.
Match.com.
But you know what? But Bill might be onto something.
Maybe
what about having an actual person go out and interview people for you? A real person. It's not a site. It's not electronic. It's the human element. You may be onto something there.
Tell me everything you hate, Bill, because yesterday we talked about the best match for anyone who's single is to find somebody who has a mutual hatred of everything that you hate.
That'd be a long list. Anyway, hi, everyone. Oh, crap.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Sorry. Got him.
You
did
it. Sorry.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I got a very disturbing, it wasn't an email, it was actually snail mail. And I opened it, and it's one of those deals where somebody cut out letters from different publications, you know, the ransom note kind of thing. It just says, we know you're looking, it's hard to read this because it's all these different letters pasted, for Rat Boy. We have him.
What?
That's all I got.
That's terrible.
We have him?
Somebody. It's either a joke, or somebody has kidnapped him, or somebody knows where he is. Till we find him, we'll have to settle for this recording of
Jeez.
Our beloved Rat Boy. Oh, it's tough to listen to. It gets tougher to listen to the more time it goes by. Would you please give it up if you like polka music, and who doesn't, for Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra.
And you know who just walked in to start their show? Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Jim Hayes.
All right, now that's funny. Okay, that's funny. That's very funny.
It's 1904. We finished the intro. I'm going to mark that down. See if we can beat that. I'm going to start keeping stats.
Alrighty. When the World is our sponsor, we mention them every day, multiple times a day. They sponsor, let me see if I can get all of these. They sponsor Bill Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
They sponsor Dan Buffa. They sponsor Taylor Nickerson. They sponsor Dr. Doug. Look at all of the stuff that Window World makes possible on this show. Here's what else they make possible. Folks, it's about to get really cold. I mean, it's about to get real cold. Are your windows ready? Are the windows going to do what they're supposed to do? And that's keep what you want outside, outside, and keep what you want inside, in this case, warm air, inside. If the answer is, well, not as well as they should, it's time to replace windows. Very few homes are built with windows that are going to last as long as you're probably going to be in that house, if you're going to be in it, you know, more than 10 or 15 years. So what people want is a replacement window that doesn't break the bank, that's a good, solid, dependable window, and that's what the Window World folks offer. That's why it's the number one selling replacement window in the United States, because they give you exactly what you're looking for, value. Lifetime warranty. Lifetime. Covers everything. Glass breakage, parts, labor, everything. They could never afford to do that if they had to make good on that warranty very often. They don't. Very seldom, if ever, do they have to come through with that warranty. And when they do, it's like a baseball came through it or something. The things that just happen. Check them out. You can go to their website, windowworldstlouis.com. Set up an appointment. They'll come give you a free in-home estimate. Remember, 15 months, same as cash. 15 months financing, same as cash, with approved credit. windowworldstlouis.com. Mentioned earlier that as we mark the 84th anniversary of the repeal of Prohibition, which was December 5th, 1933, Budweiser and 590 The Fan and Friends of Kids with Cancer, from everything I've heard over the years, this Friends of Kids with Cancer is a terrific charity. There are a handful of charities that I'm willing to kind of stop everything and mention. And over the years, this has been one. If you go to Filoni's on Manchester and Maplewood, Filoni's is an Italian restaurant. And I know they're there till 6 for another hour. If you're anywhere near there and you've already gotten a toy, maybe you got it for somebody in your family and it's unwrapped, drop it off. Go back and get another toy for whoever this was for. And you've now made a great or cash donation for Friends of Kids with Cancer. If you're one of the first 100 people to do that, you can purchase a limited edition 1933 Repeal Reserve Amber Lager, a beer, at Filoni's for what it cost in 1933, 10 cents. That was it. That was the cost of a beer. So please help us out here. Friends of Kids with Cancer appreciates it. We appreciate it. I did a little research during the news break about this Goldfinger character, Pushy Galore. There were other names submitted for her. There was
pussy all over the place.
Oh.
That didn't make it.
God. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So all over the place is just too long a last name.
Yeah.
It's just too long.
Yeah.
There was pussy everywhere, but everywhere is not a good last name.
Sounds French.
There was a... French. It does. It actually does a little bit French. Pussy everywhere. There was pussy as far as the eye can see. That was too long. So they settled for pussy galore. Somehow if you say it like Connery, pussy, it doesn't sound, you know,
I typed
like
one
you're
on
trying
the,
to say something.
I typed one on the screen. I don't think we can use it, though.
Well, just say the last name without saying the first name.
Galore.
Well,
it has
Dan
to do with my
says
ex-wife.
They also suggested...
I know what it is.
Dan says they also suggested the name C-word galore.
Crazy galore?
Yeah.
Somehow vagina galore. Vagina
about?
Galore didn't work because it sounded too much like Virginia.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Way to go, Dan.
Is that your ex, crazy galore?
Yes.
Yeah, and just in case there's anybody out there who didn't get what C-word galore means, I'm sorry, but we can't help you.
Mm-mm.
There's no way we can explain it to you if you didn't get it. Okay, since Bill brought up Disney World, my quick Disney World story is when my family got married in 1971, we had no engagement ring, we had no honeymoon, we had no home. We lived in a rented trailer. In a trailer court, a trailer park, a real trailer park, not a double wide, not an expandable. We rented it and the furniture for $90 a month. We never again had an engagement ring or honeymoon and never left town for 5 years, except for me to do a brief stint leaving to go to work somewhere else for 10. But we never took a vacation. So 1976, I saved over 5 years, $1,200 exactly. And the way I did it, I had a sport coat in the back of the closet that I couldn't stand. It was ugly. Never pulled it out. Nobody ever looked at it. She never looked at it. So I stuck in the inside pocket, in the vest pocket. Every chance I'd get where I thought that I could spare $10 or $20, I put 10s and 20s in there over 5 years till I had $1,200. And I walked out one day and I said, we are going on a vacation. Never had a honeymoon. And I held out $1,200. She said, where did you get that? And I said, I've been saving this. This is a true story. For 5 years. Had a Chevy Caprice. I said, we're going to take 10 days because I took a week off work and then 2 weekends. So that gave us 10 days. And I said, we are going to Disney World. Bill, you love this. You mentioned the number of rooms and how long it would take you to stay in each room. I told her, I said, we're going to get the best of everything for 10 days. We're going to eat like royalty. We're going to have steak and lobster. We're going to stay in the finest room. Now, remember, at $1,200 for 10 days, that's $120 a day. So we get to Disney World and stayed at the Contemporary Resorts Hotel. This is the hotel on the property where the monorail comes through the lobby, actually comes right through the lobby. We took the most expensive room we could get. It was $65 a night. Now, when I told people this back then, they thought I was out of my mind. The standard nice hotel room was like, you know, 20, 15. This was $65. I'll never forget this. And it was a fantastic vacation. And we did. We ate lobster. We ate steaks. We took excursions. We rented a catamaran. On $120 a day, we get back driving to St. Louis. We got as far as, I think, about Festus, somewhere down there. And I had $33 left over. And I said, I want to spend every single dollar we have, and I want to go home with nothing. So I pulled off at some goofy...
Goofy, I see what you did there.
Just some roadside.
Oh, goofy.
Hey, I didn't even know I did that. It was one of these Ozark Land Market-type places where they just had knickknacks and souvenir, and I just bought junk for $33 so that when we got home, we had nothing. We have a dollar, and started all over.
Did you buy walnut poles?
And I actually missed that.
Did you buy any walnut?
I did. I bought a pocket knife. I bought a couple of walnut bowls. I bought a bag of nuts to eat. I just, whatever. I just said, ring me up some stuff and tell me when I'm at about $33. We put it in the car, and we got home. We were completely broke. We had nothing. And it was so much fun. So folks, don't agonize over being broke or being poor if you're young, because it's fun. It was a blast, and I will never do anything that will equal that particular trip. I just won't. And that's when I saw Disney World for the first time. And I can't even imagine what it's like now. Later, we went and took our kids there, but that's been a long time ago. That place has to just be... How much is it a day now?
It's like $109.
That's if you buy a single ticket. If you buy like a week's worth of tickets, the price comes down a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Not much.
Yeah, but if think a family of four. You're at $1,000.
Got a fun story for you on this, Frank. My brother is getting ready to take his family to Disneyland, and he turns 50 next April. And so the deal he made with his wife is, for every day you make me spend in Disneyland, I get to spend one day in Vegas. I think that's a good deal.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good deal.
That's a great deal. Yeah. That's a great deal. Now, are you in Disneyland or Disney World?
Whatever's in Florida.
Disney World. That's Disney World.
Right.
Yeah. It took me a long time to get them straight. Disneyland.
I still don't know.
Anaheim, I think it is.
Correct. Anaheim. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great trade, Vegas, for because Vegas really kind of is like an adult Disney World, as far as I'm concerned. The Netflix movie documentary, because, again, I know what'll happen. I'll get home, and I'll have emails. Hey, Frank, what was that Jim Carrey thing? It's called Jim and Andy. It's a documentary about Jim Carrey playing Andy Kaufman in Man on the Moon. The website Bill was talking about is JohnnyCashHasBeenEverywhere.com. So you won't have to ask me that. As we mentioned, Prohibition ended 84 years ago. And there was one other story. Oh, my goodness. Hey, I'm about to talk about gateway lock and security cameras. And I cannot think of a better story than this one. This came across the news wires and online, I believe, yesterday or the day before. Lots of people are installing cameras because the statistic is, if you believe it, and it seems high to me, but it's that one out of three people who gets a delivery now from Amazon or whatever has it stolen from their front porch. So people are putting cameras in, the smart people around here, gateway lock and security cameras. This is not a joke. And I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but somebody sent me the actual security cam video. An Amazon driver making deliveries in a neighborhood in Sacramento County, California, was caught on video stepping outside the van on the passenger side, squatting down and pooping in front of somebody's house.
Oh my Lord!
It says pooping in front of the house, and then it makes reference to pooping in the gutter. I guess, is that like the curb gutter?
Oh, yeah,
not,
probably.
Not gutter like that runs down from the roof.
No.
It says, defecated in front of this house, caught on camera, a package of human waste delivered by this driver. Homeowner didn't want to be interviewed on camera, but showed the video to a local TV station out there. And it's a female driver. I said that story, didn't you in your mind visualize a guy?
Yes.
Male.
Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't you automatically? No, it was a woman. Runs back, gets in the van, and takes off. Now, I don't know what happened. I don't know, as Paul Harris says, the rest of the story.
That's but Paul Harvey.
I do. What is it?
Paul Harvey. You get that wrong.
What is it?
A lot, yeah. Okay. Paul Harvey.
Now, in her defense, I'm not kidding. I think there are situations where you don't have any choice. I mean, think about it. We've talked about the cramps and gurgles.
Oh, yeah.
What if she just got hit with some kind of, like, ptomaine thing? What else could she do?
And it's coming out.
You don't have.
Oh, you got no time.
Yeah, you don't have a choice. So I'd like to think that's it. Not that just some chick thinks, hey, I'll poop in that person's yard. I'd like to think it was an emergency and that somebody realized that and they cut her some slack. You think it's funny?
No.
What if it happened to you?
Oh,
why wouldn't you do it
thing?
Like in the truck or something to, you know, clean it up later?
Oh, I'm not going to. No, why would you want to do it in the truck?
But in somebody's yard, you're going to get in trouble.
Why would you poop in the truck?
Here's what I always say. You need to assume now there's a camera everywhere you are. Either it's somebody's cell phone or a fixed camera, but there are a few places I go where I don't just assume there's a camera somewhere
right.
that's going to catch what I'm doing.
So I'm saying there would be no camera in the truck.
Well, no, but you're... Why would you want to do it in the truck and then drive around and go clean it up later?
Bill wants you to do it.
You got to drive around in your...
I don't
smell
know.
It. You got to drive around smelling it.
Well, that's I'm just saying, today Bill. She would not be in trouble if she had done it in the truck.
Why don't you just do it on your dinner plate while you're at it for God's sake?
Well, just for God's sake. Now, see... Okay, edit that out. But what a great story to preface this, our sponsor for the joke, Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. Now, like you, I watch TV and I hear and I see these commercials for these, $20 rinky-dink cameras. You'll always know who's at your front door. Yeah, I see that stuff. There's no comparison. You can't even compare those cameras to what Gateway Lock and Security Cameras, what they do. They deal in the best of the best ultra high definition cameras in a system that's foolproof, a system you can count on. When you need to go back and capture the video that camera got, and prosecution hinges on that evidence, it's going to be there. Where some of this cheaper crap, there is no DVR, there's no recording. You have no real guarantee it's going to work right, especially even if you put good cameras in yourself. This is a case where you need to let professionals do what they do. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras, this is what they do. Two cameras, 20 cameras, 52 cameras, business, home. You want to protect people, lives, family, workers, or property, business, residential. It's what they do. They'll work with you any budget, any size, home, business. They also are in the business of and do a lot of proximity cards and keyless entry. Terrific company. Please visit their website, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Ladies, get in here, please. Ladies.
Ooh, that's nice.
You're on thin ice, ladies. Two people. Let's make it Disney World in honor of Bill's report. They're down in Florida. They're on the beach. They've been to Disney World, each of them, and they meet on the beach. It's a guy, a man and a woman. And they're sitting next to each other, and they strike up a conversation. And one mentions he just came from Disney World, and the woman says, you know, I just came from there, too. I know it's usually for families, but... And I'm alone. I'm divorced, and I just wanted to get away and do. He says, "You know, that's me too. Me too. I'm recently divorced. I went there by myself." So they start to talk, and the more they talk, the more they seem to click. So she starts doing what women do, and that's just inquiring. She wants to know more about him. She says, "Do you like movies?" He says, "I really like to go to the movies." He said, "Oh my goodness, I love movies. I go to movies at least once a week. I go to a movie." She said, "Me too." She says, "What about Chinese food?" He said, "If I could only eat one kind of food the rest of my life, it would be Chinese food." He says, "My favorite, Mongolian beef." She says, "Ah, that's my favorite. This is unbelievable. That's my favorite too, Mongolian beef." She says, "Now, what about dancing? Most guys don't like to dance." He said, "Not only do I like to dance, I'm a dance instructor." She says, "Get out of here." He says, "No, I teach dancing. I love to dance." Wow. She says, "How about you like Pussycats?" He says, "Yeah. And how did you know my last name was Cats?"
All right, let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Major delays out of the city, southbound 55, the Poplar Street Bridge to Gasconade, then Loughborough to Rivas Barracks. Westbound 44 stacks up approaching Kings Highway to Shrewsbury. Accidents eastbound 70 at Bryan Road. Westbound 364 past the Veterans Bridge. And southbound 270 on the ramp to eastbound 64. Also a crash, Miller at Vogel. Right now at participating Napa Auto Parts stores, you can get a 26-piece screwdriver set for only $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how. While supplies last, offer expires 12/31/17. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino, St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity, must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm always being asked, hey Ryan, what's the best time to refinance? And my answer is always the same, the end of the year. Mortgage interest rates are still hovering around their all-time lows and home values are skyrocketing. There's never been a better time to refinance, drop your rate, save a couple $100 a month, and maybe even pull out some cash to pay off all that high interest rate debt. The end of the year is the perfect time to do a refinance, and you can apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
It is time to go to Southern California. Mike Evans' sponsor was closed yesterday because Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market are only closed on Monday. Tuesday, you can hit it tonight, but if you don't have a reservation for dinner, you may risk a long wait or not getting in at all because Annie Gunn's is a very popular restaurant. Now, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse are next door to each other. They're east in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff that's in Chesterfield Valley, and I think it's fitting that they are. They should be sort of spotlighted and separated and on their own because there's nothing out there quite like this restaurant or this market. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse sell thousands of gift cards every year. So when you get to, I always want to say the person you don't know what to get them, maybe it's somebody you know exactly what to get, that they would love a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Knock yourself out. They sell a lot of them. And now from the Coachella Valley, here is Mike Evans.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
And
hi, Ian. Hi, Ian. What are you doing over there, Ian?
Annie Gunn's is where my daughter...
Dan was...
Huh? Annie Gunn's is where my daughter has requested to go for her birthday when she comes back for the Christmas break and everything. So we're going to take her to Annie Gunn's.
You have a daughter?
I do, Alyssa. Daughter? Yeah.
Does she know Bill Single?
Don't talk much about her.
How old is she, homie? How old is she?
She will be 21 years old tomorrow.
And her name?
Alyssa.
Everybody knows that. Where is she now?
She's down at Seno.
No, you didn't know it.
Cape Girardeau. down at SEMO.
He thinks you're Cape Girardeau, baby.
Oh my
goodness! Come here, baby. Come talk to your daddy.
That borders on pedophilia.
That's funny. You know what they call that? They call that funny, homie.
With that border on a miracle.
That's what I talk about. I want to play the game out of here.
Oh my.
Cheryl, your husband's a pedophile.
Shut up! Front door.
Wow.
Well, she probably feels like she's with an 18-year-old. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't. Pockwiz theme: celebrities who are truly devoted. Celebrities that are truly devoted. Today, name the name of the celebrity devoted to breastfeeding. Has breastfed her children up until the time that they were 3 or 4 years old. Jennifer Lopez, Faith Hill, Kate Winslet, Jennifer Garner. All right, Dan. Love Nugget, Brandon, Angelina Jolie, despite what you might have read or seen in the National Enquirer, have secretly seen each other several times over the past couple weeks. And I hear they will spend Christmas together as a family. That's beautiful, Frank.
Yeah, who cares?
Wait a second, I have a drink.
I'm serious. Who really would care about those two?
I think it's interesting. I don't particularly like either one of them that much, but I find it fascinating. I mean, it's like a living soap opera. But maybe you're right.
I'm
who cares?
Not one of those people that cares. Yeah.
Hey, more people, us, and people, us, and there was one other one. Entertainment magazines are sold than all the major papers in the top 25 cities every day.
That does not surprise me. People love gossip.
They love it. No love here, though, homie. Members of the MS-13 gang have been trying to get to Anthony Weiner ever since he entered prison. I guess even the gangs don't like child sex abusers. TV news, Sunday night, 84-year-old Carol Burnett special killed in the ratings, and I thought it was really good. Anybody see it?
I did. I thought it was extremely scripted. I saw it though. It was funny. It was
scripted, but it was still entertaining.
Yeah. No, it was.
Yeah. What are you scoffing at, Frank? What I read about it, everything they mention is stuff we've already seen 100 times.
Well, the whole show is reflecting back 50 years. It was a show about reminiscing.
I know, but I've seen those reflections 3 or 4 times.
How many times have you seen a rerun of Seinfeld or The Office?
Oh, every
night. I watch them over and over if they're good.
I do too.
Yeah. That was kind of nice seeing some of the old people. A lot of them have passed away. It was nice, little memories.
How about Lyle Wagner? How old is he?
Old.
Yeah.
You know what, Frank? I know you don't sound like you like this idea at all. Watching reminiscing.
Hello? That's not true.
He likes Jimmy Swagger.
I've seen Carol Burnett. I've seen Carol Burnett too many times do this on other shows where she sits down and even have these mini specials where she takes a look back at how she discovered.
That's true.
And the old dentist scene with Tim Conway, his hands are numb. I've seen that thing like 8 or 10 times. I just, from what I read, there was nothing in there that I had not already seen a couple of times.
I liked it a lot. In fact, I'm thinking about writing a song about it. See what you think. I just started writing it just now. You ready? Memories.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is it like just the beginning of it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Got a great rhythm.
No.
Nah. Odds and ends, several stars like Michael Douglas and Adam Sandler sometimes use wheelchairs and disguises at airports to avoid fans. What do you think of that?
You can't be in a wheelchair.
And Michael's dad, I think Michael's dad, Kirk Douglas, doesn't like it at all. Mm-hmm. He's disgusted.
It's too bad you never asked him that.
You're kidding! I said, Mr. Douglas, your son wears disguises at the airport. How do you feel about that? Here's what he said. It's an actual recording. Here he is. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Well, there you go. There you go. mean, the wheelchairs. That's what gets me. They use wheelchairs.
That's worse bad luck than opening an umbrella inside a house. Getting in a wheelchair when you don't need one.
That would certainly throw people off, though, a wheelchair. They would never expect that.
Bad karma.
It's horrible karma.
Yeah, it's bad karma. Yep. Celebrities who always travel. I'm sorry?
Maybe. I agree. Could be bad karma. I agree.
Yeah. Celebrities who always travel to Chicago to Christmas shop. Say it's the best place, Christmas week, in Chicago. If you've ever been there, Cheryl and I actually used to go to Chicago on Christmas week. Miracle Mile, Michigan Avenue. Have you ever done that around the holidays? It's really lit up and beautiful.
No, not around the holidays. Mm-hmm. I've never done.
No, I can't stand cities, and I don't want to go to Chicago to see that. I used to do it in St. Louis when we had Stixbury and Fuller and Famous Bar.
Oh, my goodness,
I wouldn't
downtown.
Travel to another city to see it.
No.
Everybody's destination. The windows, those stores.
Yeah.
There's something, Mac. New York City at Christmas week is also quite special. The skaters at Rockefeller Plaza, the tree, the Christmas music playing throughout the city. I don't know. Again, memories etched between, huh?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Every day till Christmas, I have a unique Christmas suggestion. Totally a practical gift this particular time. I read about it. It's called Tile Tracker. It's an upgrade of what we have now that hooks onto your keys, your wallet. It's tiny. Put it on their bicycle. And when you can't find them, Tile Tracker via Bluetooth and GPS will find whatever it is you attach to it as much as a half a mile away. I don't know about you, but I lose my keys in the house and I can't find them.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. $35. www.thetileapp.com. Frank, any comment?
I actually bought one of those,
Mike. No, I don't have to comment on everything you say. It's a good idea.
I bought one of those, and guess what I did? I lost it.
Oh. Yeah. Well, there you go.
No problem.
Now, here's an unusual gift, and I'm not suggesting that anybody there in the studio need it. Shredders. You can find it online. Shredders. Shredders is actually underwear that have a carbon mint built into the butt, so when you fart, it doesn't stink.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Shredders.
We don't use that word.
I think it'd be kind of good if they had shredders.
We don't.
What does that smell? Oh, it's mint.
Well, instead of carbon mint, they ought to put, like, pina canada smells.
Huh? Pinatas.
Pina canilla.
Pina canilla. I'm another drink of wine. This is my second glass of wine today, guys. I'm sorry.
You know, the slogan for those, Dan, the slogan for those is, your voice has changed, but your breast's the same.
Oh, see what he did there? I like it. Oh, shredders. Man. New York Post headline above the big story about a big box store employees complaining that 10 hours a day they are blasted with loud Christmas music and it's driving them crazy. Actually, I like Christmas music. I don't know about. I don't mind listening at all. Maybe 10 hours a day at work would be a little too much. New York Post headline screams, "It's jingle hell."
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like it.
And celebrities who are... Oh, and finally. Celebrities who are truly devoted today, name the name of the celebrity devoted to breastfeeding, has breastfeeded all of her children to the age of 3 or 4, J. Lo, Faith Hill, Kate Winslet, or Jennifer Garner.
I'm going to go Kate Winslet. That seems like a weird European thing.
Yeah, I'll also go Kate Winslet.
Mm. Oh, I fantasize about breastfeeding with Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, I'm going to go Faith Hill.
Frankie?
I will say Kate Winslet.
Answer's Jennifer Garner.
Wow.
No, watch this. Here's a test on Frank. So this woman takes a baby to a doctor. And the doctor examines the baby and says the baby's malnutrition.
All right, hang on. Let me stop you right there. I'm the baby's grandmother. That's
exactly.
The punchline.
Exactly. I knew you would have been. It's still a great joke, though. When I heard it the other day, I said, I got this buddy that knows every joke in the world. I bet he'll get it before I can get to the punchline. And there you go.
See, Frank, now you mowed his lawn there.
There you go.
That's another usage of mowed his lawn. You just mowed his lawn.
I like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from?
That's
Tim made it up.
Yeah.
See, he'd never heard it either.
Okay.
Had you never heard that?
Mowing his lawn?
No.
Mm-mm.
I haven't either. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Mike Evans.
All right.
What happened to his sign-off?
He just went.
I think he just went away.
I think he died.
All right. Well, that's the way he wants to treat listeners.
That's a hard way to go.
His call. Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. They're closed only on Monday, and you will need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. I'm just telling you. MD Health and Wellness. Now, listen to me. This is a cookie time of season and pumpkin pie and all that other stuff. We don't have a particular dish associated with Christmas, I don't think, like we do Thanksgiving, a turkey and dressing and all that. But it's still a continuation of a big food holiday that starts around Thanksgiving. It doesn't end until the first of the year. You do not have to let that get to you and get the best of you and cause you to gain even more weight or keep you from losing the weight you can lose. You just need a partner. You need somebody to show you the way and help you realize that you absolutely do have what it takes to lose weight right now, not after the holidays, not after you've gained another 5 or 10 pounds. MD Health and Wellness. MD Health and Wellness has a weight loss program. It is doctor supervised. I did this. I lost 35 pounds. I've gotten emails from dozens and dozens of people. A couple of them have lost over 100 pounds, but you have to really want to do it. They can't make you do anything. They can give you what you need. And what they do more than anything else is they will give you something to help you get through the first month without going crazy, because the first month is the absolute hardest, especially the first 2 weeks. But once you jump on the scales, you don't actually jump on them. Once you step on them and you see, hey, I've lost 10 pounds or 15 pounds, that's a tremendous motivator. But to get that first 10, 15, 20 pounds is tough for most people, including me, without some help. And I mean some legitimate help from people who know what they're doing, not just people who go, here, buy this prepackaged stuff and eat it, see ya. No. They're going to want to get some information from you. They're going to want an EKG. They're going to want to know what you're allergic to. Can you tolerate this? And then once they know you and they have a sort of a profile on you, they'll go to work. And then you'll go home and you'll go to work and you'll lose weight. Forget this mindset of, well, after the holidays, because I'm going to tell you something. After the holidays, it's actually going to be tougher. You're just making it tougher on yourself because now you got more weight to lose. Plus, you've just come off of this food binge, this eating thing, and now it's even tougher to put an end to that. So what about now? What about this week? So that by the first of the year, let's see, what is this? By this time next month, January 5th, after the first of the year, you can easily have lost, if you're like the average person, 20, 25 pounds. Absolutely. MD Health and Wellness. Doctor supervised. They'll also talk to you about reversal of type 2 diabetes, low testosterone, and ask them about LipoMelt. After you've already lost the weight you want to lose, now you want to get rid of some excess flab. I did this just to see what it's like. It's actually very pleasant. Nothing about it hurts. Don't confuse it with liposuction. MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. MDHealthWellness.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Oh. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Everyone knows that right now is the perfect time to be refinancing your mortgage. Here's why you choose thehomeloanexpert.com. We get our clients lower rates, saving them hundreds of dollars a month. We never charge any upfront or out-of-pocket costs. We can get you cash out to pay off those credit cards. Buying a home, we get you pre-approved the same day. We have the best customer service in the business. And the best part, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. If your current rate is not in the twos, apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
All right, we're just a few seconds away here from wrapping this up, the end of the show. Thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it. Make a note of our new terrific phone number, 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590. Again, thanks for being with us. Every chance you get, thank a police officer. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past did. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Charlie Marlowe, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, KPNT HD2 Collinsville.